Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
P.T. Barnum, the circus magnate, built a career on the assumption that people like to be fooled. He had a point, too. A magician who is clever always has a crowd. But does this also hold true in the world of religion? Do people really want to be fooled? I've been thinking of the number of times when Jesus said, "Watch out," or "Be on guard." His comments covered a rather wide variety of situations and issues. For example, he told the crowd that had gathered to hear him on the gentle slopes of Galilee to watch out for false prophets. "They come to you in sheep's clothing," he said, "but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." He also instructed, "Watch out for the teachers of the law." On at least 3 occasions, he urged his followers to watch out, that no one deceives you. This included what people teach, and to be aware that many would be confused about the actual timing of his return to our earth. P.T. Barnum may have been right about people wanting to be fooled, but Jesus didn't want anyone deceiving his followers, and the words he used were strong and pointed. The Greek word, which is most often translated "watch out," means to see something clearly. It usually means you study something intently, and then you notice the details. And then, having a clear vision of a situation or a person, you know what you ought to do. Okay, this brings us to a very practical issue for life in the 21st century. Yes, we agree that for about every truth there is a falsehood, and for every positive there is a negative, and for every man of God there is a false prophet somewhere. But how are you to discern, and doesn't that mean you end up judging people? On various occasions when I've been teaching a small group, I would give everyone a piece of string and say, "Cut that piece to what you believe to be 12 inches in length." But they have no ruler, nothing to use as a measurement, only their own individual judgment. The results are ludicrous. It was simply that their subjective estimates of what looked like 12 inches varied widely. Now, God knew that we needed something by which we can evaluate and measure people, movements, and circumstances. And that is why He gave us an infallible guide for faith and practice. It's the 66 books of the Bible. In the garden, shortly before He went to the cross, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," God's word. It's that simple. If you really watch out as Jesus commanded, and you are on your guard, as Paul instructed we should, obviously you won't embrace everyone and everything you hear. And yes, on occasion people will say, "You are judging." But you can quickly add, "No, I'm discerning. I simply have my eyes open to what the Bible says and recognize this situation doesn't conform to what God says in His Word." I've simply mentioned what Jesus said about watching out for wrongdoing or wrong thinking, which can lead you away from the truth. But Paul in the New Testament goes into greater detail, telling you to watch out for divisions, for enemies that would creep in unawares, to guard what you have received, lest it slip out of your grasp. Paul told Timothy that one of the signs of the lateness of the hour is that people would be deceived. Surely that day is upon us. If being alert and awake means you are thought of as being bigoted or judgmental, then so be it. Only be very certain you come down on the side of the truth, and not merely opinion which you take for the truth.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.